Hi, you're listening to Arts and More from WMUK, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Last month, the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo announced that it had selected a new executive director, and it was a familiar face for many in the Kalamazoo art scene, Kalamazoo Civic Theater Executive Director Kristen Chesick. Chesick will formally take over the job on June 1st. The Arts Council plays a major role in the city, from organizing every month's art hop to providing grants to local institutions and artists. And as the council prepares for a new shift in leadership, we wanted to see how the organization was preparing to take on newfound challenges, from an ever-growing art hop to decreased arts coverage in Kalamazoo. Well, last month we caught up with Chesick and with Arts Council Interim Executive Director Beth McCann in the organization's offices to find out more. The Arts Council has always had a goal to enrich and engage the Kalamazoo community through the arts. How do you think it should go about interpreting that mission for today?
Sure, and that might be a little bit of a difficult question since I've had like two meetings so far and don't actually plan to take over until June. But I think in looking at the activities that the Arts Council is doing, has done, I think spearheading and making sure that this great building downtown was built, the Epic Center, I think is amazing. This gave a home to so many artists in Kalamazoo and a kind of a hub for arts in Kalamazoo. I think that, I give kudos to Beth and those that have come before me for the art hop movement. I think that's absolutely spectacular in terms of being able to provide an avenue for artists, a non-juried avenue for artists to be able to show their work, and for the community to basically come together in celebration of that work for the first Friday of every month. I think that that's absolutely spectacular. I know that there is still some work to be done in terms of building membership and in terms of kind of keeping relevant, which is not unique to the Arts Council. That's every single arts organization at Kalamazoo has to stay on top of the times that change, technology changes, the way people get their information changes. And so you're in a constant state of making sure that you are providing the best benefits, the best resources that you can based on now and what is happening now.
Going along with that, what areas do you see that the art scene or the Art Council in particular need to be working on for the next 5 years?
We are unique in the fact that the Arts Council has support for us to support others, and I would love to see us be able to channel that in whatever direction the arts community goes. When Kristen mentioned before that we have to be constantly changing, the Arts Council has to be constantly changing in whatever support we give.
In terms of connecting people, I think that's really important, and that's becoming more and more difficult. I know we've talked before about media coverage of arts and not just getting reviews out there, but making sure that people know what's out in the community, what's available to them to do or see, but then also artists knowing what other artists are doing. That can be very enriching. It can also be very enlightening, so that we don't get too heavy in one area or another, or we're all trying to do the same thing at the same time.
Chesick also brings up the loss of arts coverage in Kalamazoo, with recent layoffs at MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. She says with dwindling resources, the Arts Council will need to step up and be a leader.
So I think that the Arts Council will play a role in helping to reverse that and making sure that we can know what's happening in our community, but also be proud of what's happening in our community and preserve it for future generations, because we're also missing that element right now where nobody's reporting on what's happening and then archiving it. We're all doing it in our own little ways in our organizations instead of one place. So I think, I know we've just started having conversations with the library and with the preservation department up at Western to try to talk about some of those things.
Wow. Interesting, because obviously, Kristen, you and I had a conversation all about that a couple of months ago, and you touch on it, but what sort of effect do you think that is having on the arts community right now, that the lack of arts coverage, or at least declining arts coverage?
I think it's dramatic. I think it differs depending on the size of the organization or whether you're an individual artist. We see coming into the Arts Council a lot of impact with small arts organizations because they relied solely on a newspaper ad to drive people to their concert or to their production. That just doesn't exist anymore. a lot of those organizations don't have the training to do the social media, to do different things like that. So we're seeing it affect small organizations differently from large organizations, but yet it's all the same pot. Everybody is still struggling to figure out how do you get the word out about your production, your show, your talent. It's just differing degrees depending on the organization.
Right, but what I think is cool is that now that we've started talking about it and there is a small group of artists trying to talk about, so what do we do about this problem? People are starting to talk about it. And as long as we continue to talk about it, other people start coming to the table. Like I said, I got stopped on the street and said, hey, if you want us to help, call us, up from Western, and got an email from the library. Hey, when you're ready to talk, let's talk about what we can do to help. We've had a couple of conversations with media outlets saying, we're ready to talk about this too. What do you think? So we need to keep the conversation going. And I think that's really the most important thing right now, regardless of what the outcome is, right? Because we will solve the issue. One way or another, the issue will get solved. But I think that, again, that's what's unique about Kalamazoo, is that all of a sudden, instead of four or five artists saying, this is a problem and we wanna fix it, all of a sudden the community's like, yeah, what should we do about this? How can we help? So I think it's absolutely fabulous.
So I want to move on a bit and talk about Art Hop with you guys a little bit. Obviously, it's seen this big growth in the past couple of years going into different neighborhoods. For the next 5-10 years, do you see that growth continuing? What do you see Art Hop looking like in 5 or 10 years?
When we went from 2014 to 2015, we saw a 52% increase in growth in Art Hop. And this year, we're on track for another 26%. So it's huge. I don't see that Art Hop is going to just implode and take over the entire community. I think it'll be very, very strategic growth, and I think that's the smart way to grow it. Every successful program has a life cycle, and so as we were talking before, we need to stay ahead of it. So we need, whether it's marketing or the matchmaking between businesses and artists or the concentration in certain neighborhoods, we need to stay on top of what the trends are and have Art Hop fit what the community model is. Mm-hmm. Where I think the interesting thing that goes along with Art Hop is everybody wants to be Art Hop. Whether it's in Kalamazoo or it's other communities, we've got a pretty successful model here that people want to emulate, and so we're going to stay on top of it and make sure that it continues to grow.
McCann adds that seeing this artistic growth around Kalamazoo is exciting. But the thing that makes her really excited about the potential in the city's art scene is how Kalamazoo's groups have learned to collaborate with each other.
I think, too, back in 2008, 2009, 2010, a lot of organizations came together and started collaborating more. And the result of that is that it's actually had a positive impact on funding. So organizations that potentially would not have come together for a project, now, instead of doing their own, they come together and they do a joint project. That has a very positive effect on funding. Funders like that, audiences like that, the organizations like it. So I think we've also, as part of that transition to become relevant and to become sustainable, we've done things like that, and the community supports things like that, which that is key. I mean, it supports a joint concert between Wellspring and Crescendo, or the theater, or the Civic, and another theater, or, you know, Theater Kalamazoo is a great example of a consortium of theaters that get together and talk about everything theater. That's the cool thing that happens in this community that goes towards the sustainability, which then ultimately affects the funding in a positive way.
All right. Well, Beth and Kristen, thank you, and good luck with the whole transition.
Thanks. Thanks, Robbie.
Chesick and McCann talked about a whole lot more, and you can hear about it in our full interview. That's on our website at WMUK.org. And that's all for Arts and More this week. I'm Robbie Feinberg. You can hear the show on Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK. And you can find us online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.